With Congress in seemingly endless gridlock, President Obama says if necessary, he's willing to go around lawmakers by using executive orders. Joining us now is Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column. And Ken, the president took some heat over the summer for using an executive order to stop some deportations. We know he's promised more action on gun control and climate change, but are there any moves that could be seen as pushing the envelope on executive power?
Well, a number of Republican legislators, particularly in the Senate, have objected. Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama and others have said that it is pushing the envelope, that the president's going too far. But President Obama, his people say that he would prefer to have legislation, but if he can't, he's willing to bypass Congress. He did some of that in his first term, but it looks like he's going to do a lot more in the second term.
Well, what do we think that President Obama thinks he has the power to do on climate change through executive order?
Well, there's this very controversial notion of limiting the pollution from coal-fired power plants. And a lot of people in the environmental movement would like President Obama to move more aggressively with the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, to limit these emissions. And it's thought that this would stand up in a court test, and it's also thought that Obama is willing to do this if Congress doesn't act. And that would be a very controversial thing. That would really throw down the gauntlet, and a lot of the conservatives in Congress would be very upset by this. But, of course, people in President Obama's base would be happy with it. But that's really only one of the examples. There's a lot of other things that are out there that the president could do. There's new legal protections for gays and lesbians in the workplace that are being considered, protection for homeowners, including measures to allow homeowners who have real troubles with their mortgages to refinance more easily, energy efficiency in buildings, and you mentioned immigration. That's another thing that the president could come back to if he couldn't get Congress to act.
What is the track record of challenges to executive orders?
Well, it's mixed, but, you know, usually this happens in second terms when there's sort of a hardening of the arteries on both sides between the White House and Congress on many issues, and then you get the problem with whether they hold up to legal scrutiny. A lot of people feel that the court, particularly the Supreme Court, would be reluctant to allow the president to move too quickly. The president did test this on the issue of recess appointments and had a setback in court, where a lower court said that he did not have the authority to do what he's been doing in naming people to controversial positions that are being blocked in a rather complicated procedure. But what it amounts to is that the Senate tries to keep someone on duty, really, so that they can say the Senate's in session.
Right.
But there's a lot of people who feel that that's sort of a phony effort to do this. And so Obama did suffer a setback on this, but not permanent.
Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column. Thank you, as always.